Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Do y'all believe in miracles? I believe in miracles.
Okay.
It's a miracle we all made it to another Thursday's edition of Gail's Corner. Now, y'all know I usually start the show off with what aggravated or irritated me today, right?
Right.
Today,
we're not doing that.
Nah. It was something funny.
Okay.
Today, I get off the train,
and
I'm right at Gallery Place. You know, those familiar with the DC area metro, Gallery Place is where the Wiggers play, and it's Chinatown, and it's supposed to be like a prestigious area in D.C.
Right.
I'm riding the escalator up to go out of the train, right, the metro system. And I noticed people jumping at the top of the escalator. I mean, they're riding all the way up normal, and then they're jumping. So I'm like, what is everybody jumping for? What's going on when people are jumping?
Right.
Three, I get to the top. It's not one, but two rats with their tails stuck in the escalator, and they couldn't get out.
Oh, wait a minute.
So, yes, everybody that was exiting the escalator, you had to jump over them to not touch them or to, girl, and look, when I got up there with my turn, I said, I don't want to look like everybody. Look, I said, I don't want to look like everybody else. I got a rat on the right side and the left side. So what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to just ride in the middle. You know, I felt like old boy on Friday when he say, I'm going to just tuck mine in. It's saying, like, girl, when I got to the top of that stairs, every idea I had on how I was going to get by those rats changed.
Let's go.
I looked just like everybody. I jumped over that tandem bag on rats. I was like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm starting my morning off like I got to jump over some rats to get to work. Yes, it was crazy.
I can't.
It was crazy.
Yeah, right. That was the ultimate, right there. That was the ultimate.
That
I'd rather
girl,
somebody with a step in your foot.
You, girl, please don't say that. I think I'm passed out just hearing it. Them things touching me. Whoa, Lord. Because for y'all that don't know, your boy is terrified of rats. Rats, mice, I don't deal with any of them well. So
right.
It was like, okay, how am I going to get by these things without A, looking silly as hell, and B, them, you know, and them joints touching me. Yeah. Anyway, that was my morning. How has your day been going, sis?
Well, it's not. I'm still trying to get my day going. I didn't do my walk today. It's been raining like I don't know what.
Right,
I was just trying
right,
to do a little
right.
bit up and down in the house, you know, running up and down the steps. But you can only run up and down so many steps. But, you know, like that's no motivation at all.
Right. Understood. This rain has had a disgust on this week, period, you know. I'm thankful that my going and returning home hasn't been rain filled, but my day is just, it's so depressing to look out the window at work and look out the window at work and it's just driven and dreary and nobody walking around. You know, I'm one of them cats. I like to see people moving about in the city and you know, going on about their day and everything. But it's just been, been a nasty week. And in some areas, it's even been like thundering and stuff. So, you know, hey. Hopefully next week it'll actually be spring. You know, I'm telling you, this DC weather, you can't claim it, you can't name it. You just gotta hold on and try your best to tame it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm kind of thankful for the rain, for the grass and you know the trees and stuff like that. They need to eat too, but. You know, it's just
sort
of damper, but it's okay. We'll get past it. Just a little water.
We'll get past it. Yes, we will. Yeah, it's just water. All right, today on this episode, we will discuss Tiger Woods, y'all. Tiger Woods, y'all. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
It is so great. And look, I have it on right now, y'all. It's just on mute, even though Tiger is in the clubhouse now. He's complete his round for the day, and he's one under. It just feels so good to sit and watch, to be able to watch golf, you know, to watch the Masters and enjoy it the way that I do. I tell you, just Kevin and I, we used to play this game, Tiger Woods, on the Xbox. And girl, I tell you, you would have thought we were involved in a real golf tournament.
Right.
Some of the matches that we had playing Tiger Woods on the video game. But it's just great to be able to sit down and watch and just enjoy golf, you know. It's really giving me some stimulants back to life, you know. Because we, you know, this pandemic and you know the story behind all of that, you know. To be able to get a little taste of some normal activity is great. So. You know, congratulations, not just to Tiger Woods, but all of the golfers. Dustin Johnson is ahead now with a negative four. So, and these guys are heating up, man. They on his tail with it. But I actually, for the first time, me craving golf like I was, watched the par three tournament yesterday. And Tiger and his son, I'm telling you, Tiger Woods' son, that little boy is going to be an animal on this golf course. I'm trying to tell you. That little boy swings, reads the course, handles himself exactly like his father. And for him to be young, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. Yeah. So congratulations. Congratulations to Tiger and his son. And I hope Tiger makes it till Sunday, because, you know, golf is so much more exciting watching, for whatever reason, when Tiger is playing. All right?
Yeah.
Now, the NBA playoffs, y'all, begins April the 16th. And the number one seeds are Miami Heat in the East and the Phoenix Suns out West.
Yeah.
I want to know who you guys think will be taking it all. Who you guys think will win it all when the tournament ends May 30th? Mm-hmm. Who do we see as the winner? You know, right now it's kind of hard. I'm not going to lie to you. I tried to look it through, and say, oh, well, this team is going to win or that team is going to win. It's really hard. It's really hard. I'll say Phoenix has an edge, and I'm going to just leave it at that. Phoenix has an edge. More Laker news. Unfortunately, the blame spreads like a wildfire in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
with the Lakers, Westbrook, Anthony Davis, LeBron, or the Lakers head coach. Who's the real blame for their debacle? Who's the real blame? Who would you put the weight on for what we saw of this Lakers team this season? You know, a lot of people are saying this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. And I don't really hear too many people talking about the coach. So I want to know where you guys stand. You know, things not looking so good for the Washington football team owner, Dan Snyder. With more women, some non-white employees and executives coming out in another statement describing mistreatment and non-professional acts in the work environment. I'm telling you, I love my team, and I'm going to love my team. But for real, I don't know where we are headed. I really can't say where we're headed as an organization. So we're going to talk about that. You know, my only thing is this. Let me say one thing real quick. Dan Snyder has been reported to be a in and out, which means he wasn't there all the time while this stuff was going on. So if he's not there all the time, how can you blame him? Put the blame on him for what has gone on. You know, I understand you're the leader. This is your organization. You're in control. You should know what's going on at all times. But we all know when the cat is away, the mice gonna play. So that's just my two cents to that. All right, y'all. All these stories and more, much more, because I know 57 going to come with something new with his
Well, you know, the MLB is opening today, too.
And MLB opens today as well. My Nationals are playing the Mets. Exactly. And you know, there's nothing more I hate in baseball than rain out. Now, if it's thundering and lightning in a dangerous situation, I can understand that. But if you got a little bit of drizzle, man, put them dudes out there and let them. I mean, we're talking about baseball. baseball
players.
But
it's thundering in Lightning right now.
It is?
Yes. And I'm listening to the thunder. So wherever there's thunder, there's Lightning.
Okay. Well, I stand to be corrected, and I hope those guys are safe. But I'm telling you,
absolutely,
there's nothing more I hate than rainouts in baseball, for real. Because they'll call a game over. Yeah, I mean, they'll call a game over the most insignificant rain. You know. So hopefully we'll get some baseball today. You know, they won't wuss out after the first day. The first day was such a I don't know type situation anyway, with all baseball went through at the last minute, you know. So, you know, hopefully that'll play itself out. Okay, guys. That's a mouthful. So, these stories and more on today's episode of Kale's Corner, okay? We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Be ready for some Tiger Woods, y'all. I love that song. That's all I was saying about that. I love that song. You know, it is amazing. It is amazing after such a horrific accident to see Tiger Woods making not just participating in this Masters tournament, but actually playing great golf. You know, it is good to see that, and it's an encouragement to everyone. You know, and it's a testament to how well this man keeps his body, even during the off season. You know, speculation has run wild that, you know, Tiger did this or that, and this is what caused him this and that and the other.
Right.
But all I see is Tiger Woods still playing great golf. Great golf.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. You want to go ahead?
I like Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is one of those type of people, when you say the name, it's like E.F. Hutton. You know, everybody got the ear to the floor, you know, they were trying to listen with both ears, you know. I like Tiger Woods. I mean, I hope he do good. You know, his personal life is his personal life. I'm not the judge of that. That's none of my business. But what the man do for golf, I love to watch it. I love how he is a mentor to his son. You know, his son is a split image of him. His form, everything, his swing, his everything is just like his dad. So I mean, I wish the young man a lot of luck. Both young men a lot of luck in their endeavors in life. I really do, and I hope he wins. I hope he stays in long enough to at least come in some place, first, second, third, fourth, at least place.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, let's go to the phone. Let's bring Huckleberry on first time today.
Come on, Hustler.
All right. What's up, y'all?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey. All right. What's up, Sis K? Let me tell you something. The first time I've ever seen on the first round of golf, the galleries are full like they're playing the last day and everybody's tied up going to the 18th hole. I mean,
yes,
it's not
sir.
A spot out there that's empty. It's not one
yes,
spot
yes,
empty
sir.
Out there.
You know, standing room
I'm like, standing
and
room
now,
only. But
every hole is packed like
every
that.
Hole
yeah, go ahead.
Is packed. And, you know,
yeah.
It's not just I'm happy for Tiger Woods. I'm happy for him. But it shows the will, determination, and the fortitude of a person, not just a man, of a person. You know how you can push yourself if you let your mind is your biggest weapon, and if you can get your body to listen to your mind, then you can push yourself to do good things, because a lot of us never really get tap into the full potential of what we can do mentally or physically. Not everybody.
And
I'm just saying a lot of us don't.
That's
a lot
true.
Of us
and
don't.
You know what?
You know.
That's a great point, 57. That is a great point, because golf, out of every other sport, is one of the most mental, grueling activities. Because you're in a field of 20 to 30 other golfers, but you're really just playing against the course, the wind,
exactly.
The weather, you know, and it takes a mental fortitude or stability to accomplish, you know, your goals the way that you should in golf. I'm telling you, that was a great point, 57. I don't agree with much you say, but that was the nail on the head. Let's see what my man Lou got to say about it. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Good afternoon, everybody.
What's up, Lou?
Good afternoon. Well, no doubt about it. Tiger's back, and he's coming back in a big way. Now, I said that it's possible that he will come back and make a case of it, and so far he is. You know, he shot very well today. You know, and I say he was going to make the cut. No question about that. The question is that, you know, we don't know if he's going to pull it off. I think maybe you're just thinking he might be coming just a little bit short heading into the final round. You know, he's doing good so far, but you never know. With the injuries, you know, because they all catch up to us. So he's had a good start, but let's just see if he has enough gas left in the tank to carry through the end of Sunday.
I'm gonna say this. I understand what you're saying, but the fact that he's played successfully this first round is enough for me. I'm serious.
Have a great day. That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm. I want to see him on Sunday because I love it. I enjoy it, but. Like 57 said, as you go from hole to hole and you see the swell of people at each hole, it's so encouraging, man. It is so encouraging. And that's clearly, trust me, because Tiger is playing. Every so often, you'll get an athlete that is a phenom at what he does. And I've heard this statement made several times. A hurt tiger is better than no tiger at all.
Wow.
While I agree with you, Lou, I'm also saying it is amazing that man survived what he survived, and he's out here in competition, three shots off of the lead. That is amazing. Let's go.
I'm sorry.
What's up, Marcus?
What's going
What's
on,
up,
Simon?
Wait a minute.
What's up, Marcus? Long time no hear from, brother.
Hey, before we go into me, my brother 57, I wanted to tell you, man, I agree with you 100% for a change, my brother. I agree with you, man. Listen. Hey, I got to tell you, we talking about Tiger Woo, man. I'm a Tiger Woo fan. Tiger Woo is the man.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell y'all this. The one thing that 57 said is a key to life. It really is. It's all about mental discipline. If you could believe that you could do, because see, doctors will tell you all kinds of stuff. They'll tell you you'll never walk again. You got 2 years to live. They do that kind of stuff all the time, bruh. As long as you say what's going to happen, you stamp it and you believe it, you can achieve whatever you want to do with this life. I'm telling you, it's all about discipline. I see people, you know, I train folks. I see people that come to me that have clinically hurt themselves. Basically, they're just doing the wrong things what they have is an undisciplined lifestyle. When you add discipline to your lifestyle, you could do anything, but you have to be disciplined at any age. I'm telling you. At any age, you just gotta add a little bit more discipline. The older you get, the more discipline you have to have with your body. Tiger Woods, when he gets in game mode, that Bama gets disciplined. He almost lost his leg. They was gonna amputate his leg, man, and he's out there doing what he's doing. That's Tiger Woods, man. I'm telling you, for real. And I gotta say, black don't crack.
Cause it's chosen.
Black don't crack. Yeah. Black don't crack.
I got to go with you on that one, buddy.
Listen, and that's another thing. It's all about perseverance. It's about perseverance. And when your back, our backs are always up against the wall. Listen, our backs are always against the wall with stuff. The spotlight is always on us. But what I like about Tiger Woods, there were so many people that talked so much trash. I've been listening to it for the past week about him coming to the Masters and not thinking he's not going to do this and he's not going to do that. But look where he is. Look where he is. So at the end of the – and I knew it. Hey, you know how to put some money on this on my man Tiger Woo. I'm putting it out there.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no,
oh yeah,
did.
I did.
Believe it. I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and his odds, bruh, his odds – was horrible. I'm like, do y'all know that I'm about to get rich off y'all dudes who don't believe in this man Tiger Woods?
Let me get $2, y'all.
Hey, Marcus, let me ask you a question. When they was talking about him, didn't you see how they brought up all the dirty stuff that had happened? That, you know, they showed pictures of him being locked up. All of that, we know it happened. But when you're talking about a guy coming back and everything, one of the greatest golfers ever played, why can't you just let the whole story go? Why you got to bring back? You start off with the dirt that he did, to bring him down. Yeah.
Y'all need to understand one thing. When they throw dirt on you, and you bust out of that dirt, and you shine and soar like the eagle you are, that's just one more notch on your belt of success. That's one more notch on your belt of manhood. That's you doing everything that you are supposed to do as a person, not an athlete, as a person. Yeah. To shut their damn mouth on the negativity of your life. So let them keep it. Let them keep doing that. Let them keep mentioning that. Tiger, you outshine that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with y'all. Because it pisses me off too.
Hey, but
I feel so much better every time he overcomes. Every time.
I'm gonna tell you. and I hate to say this, there's a difference between a white stain and a chocolate stain. And that's all I'm going to say. There's a difference between a white stain and a chocolate
stain. Marcus, my man.
And that's what this is about. That's what it's about. But you know what I love about this guy? I'm trying to tell you.
People on here that don't understand.
But why
everybody understands.
There's a difference between if this was a white person that made them same mistakes, they would find out, they would not talk about all of that stuff right now. They wouldn't. But see, the fact that this is a brother doing this, or he got any hint of color doing this, they got to bring that up, try to get in his head. But that stuff don't work, man. Listen, you got to block. The one thing, that's what I'm talking about, that discipline. My man blocks out the noise. He blocks out the noise. The whole time when they was talking all this trash, I'm telling you, all I could see was dollar signs. I was like, man, I can't get to my fan dude fast enough. I can't get to my fan dude fast enough.
Why you ain't telling me? Bro, I had a couple dollars to put on there.
Man, I couldn't get to it fast enough. You should have seen the odds. I thought you was on it. You know y'all be on it. I know your son be on it too, Tree. I knew he was on it. Because, man, I mean, the odds are still down today.
Yeah.
Today,
they were people saying he shouldn't even try it. He shouldn't even try to beat it. What is he doing?
No.
Yeah. On ESPN.
Yeah. Right now, live. Yeah.
Yeah,
man, they can fake
them,
man.
Hey, in my lifetime, I think I've got to see the four strongest athletes in my life, and that was Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson, and Tiger Woods. Those are how I put them up there.
Okay. Okay, I mean that's not a bad group. But I would throw Sugar Ray Leonard. I would throw Sugar Ray Leonard in there somewhere. Leonard got to be in there somewhere. We got to put Tiger Woods. I mean, Tom Brady in there. You know,
We do.
He's a strong athlete. He's a strong, successful athlete.
He's a team, but I'm talking about that on my bucket list. People to see. He wasn't on my bucket list.
No. 57 said people that we've seen.
He was doing his bucket list, like the people that was on.
Oh, no, I ain't checking
his bucket list.
Hey, sis, I ain't ready for no bucket list yet, baby. Slow up.
Oh, no, everybody got a bucket list, bro. I'm born with my bucket list. I've been doing my bucket list.
No,
I'm
running so far from my bucket list. I ain't ready.
Man, I've been carrying my bucket list since I was born. I've been checking them off since I've been living.
What'd you say, Lou?
I need to get bring your bucket list.
You say who?
Or don't judge his picture to be more like it, you know.
You're right.
Who like
right.
Who Brady?
Yeah, that's don't judge his picture.
Well,
that's what we should do. We should see that your 10 greatest athletes. Who you feel is your 10 greatest athletes of all time, according to your opinion?
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be
good. Right.
That's a hard one.
That's a good.
But
it'll
have to be more than 10, bro.
But see, if we do more than 10, then the list will be too long. We're going to go too far. That makes you have to, if you drop it to 10, that means you got to sanitize your list real good.
Wait
a minute.
Hey, look, to claim it, you have to really, really believe. You know, if you're only picking 10, you got to really, really believe in that 10. Your 10. So I'm with him 100% on that one. You know, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And we're going to this NBA playoff scenario. Okay, 5-6-3-9-9-9. Dr. Dre is a genius. Do you hear me? You know how many years? Do y'all know how many years I listened to that song, loved that song, and did not know that that was a Dr. Dre beat? I was watching an awards ceremony and music awards, and they said, you know, bringing Mary J on and, you know, to the Dr. Dre beat. And I was like, Mary J is Dr. Dre beat. And that song came on and I could not sit still. Do you hear me? That's one of them beats that just soak into your body. Next thing you know, you up and moving and partying. Get it crunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dre been dropping
since
the 80s, man.
I know.
Dre been out there a long time.
A long time.
Hey,
a long time.
Long time. Hey, but Kale, something you said about baseball,
sir.
I want, before, I know we're going to NBA, but I wanted to say real quick.
Go ahead.
The reason why you have rain delays in baseball, you don't want to see a muddy baseball game, bro.
Wait a minute, we don't
everybody,
baseball game.
No,
wait
I said before
minute.
We go to NBA, I just wanted, he brought it up earlier, and I just wanted to make
minute.
A response to it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought we was
yeah.
Thought,
yeah, that's all.
I thought we had missed some
no.
stuff. Okay.
No, I did.
No,
I said
no,
I just wanted to go back
scared.
To a statement he made earlier.
You
yeah.
scared.
My bad.
He good. I understand. But if it's a drizzle and not a full-fledged rain.
Right.
If it's just a
yeah.
drizzle.
Everything depends on
play,
how
man.
The dirt gets. Everything depends on how the dirt gets, Kale. If it doesn't get muddy, they'll keep playing. But once it starts getting muddy, they're going to stop the game and cover the field.
Yeah,
you don't want to see a muddy baseball game, bro. I'm serious. You don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm going to start suggesting some more indoor domes for baseball because I'm sick and tired of missing games because a little bit of rain, for real. And I understand.
Well, we're
going
to have to anyway.
And I agree with you. I don't want to see no muddy baseball. But
no.
I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of the games being canceled at the least little bit of a storm. I've seen golfers continue in the rain. Football, definitely. Soccer, cricket. They play cricket in the rain. Come on, baseball.
They play cricket on the States.
But let me tell you,
yeah.
my kid, let me tell you, you know, Elvis, I think it was in England or London, but one of those, they was still playing a game, and a young man got struck by lightning. But it wasn't.
See?
You know, like the stuff wasn't saying it was lightning. It was just doing, like you said, the light rain and a little bit of
mm-hmm.
thunder. But like I said, whenever it's thundering, it's lightning. You just probably can't see it. But it is thundering.
Right.
Every time every time it's thundering, it's lightning, too. It's doing it at the same time. If you can't see one, you're going to hear the other one.
Right.
So that's why they
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, that's when it becomes dangerous.
Because you really can't see it. Yeah, you really can't see it all the time. You can't see the lightning all the time until it hits you. And now it's too late.
Bam. So what's the name? Got fried on the 8th hole today.
Yeah. So somebody has I mean, you know, some people have got struck by lightning on the field, still trying to play the game. But that's why they do it as a precaution. Like, they move everybody, get everybody off the field just to see, you know, if the storm going to pass over or, you know, anything like that. That's why they do that, because somebody has been struck by lightning.
Yeah. Hey, sis, like a few years back, lightning, it didn't hit anybody, but lightning struck on the golf course at the Masters. It was raining.
Yes.
They didn't get off of it fast enough.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. That is a true statement.
I got to be all professional, bringing up lightning.
Well, you know what, hey, Kale, we are on Kale's corner. We are on Kale's corner.
Right, we got to keep it factual on the corner.
Yeah, we're bringing the truth to you, brother.
All right. I ain't arguing with that.
Trust is Friday Eve, man.
I still feel how I feel. Now, baseball is canceled for some of the dumbest things, you know, barely raining, they're going to cancel. And we all know that there are storms that will have like thunder and lightning involved, but then there's storms that doesn't have any thundering and lightning activity, and they'll cancel it, you know? So, you know, I'm just saying, man.
I know people who almost destroyed a cookout because it was lightning. You know, I got a friend right now, and me and Tree both know this person. They, you know, start lightning, they draw up in a shell.
Anyway, I ain't even going to cut that. She's laughing too hard. She's laughing too hard for me to even touch that. For real. For real. You tickle sister funny bone like that.
That friend he's talking about, sometimes, I mean, he might not even answer his phone.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah, he don't play.
He old school. Turn off the TV, turn off the lights, and sit over in the corner and be quiet.
Be quiet, yeah.
Let's go to the phones, man. What's up, bro? What's up, Ted?
What's going on, Ted?
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
How are you?
What's up?
What's happening, Ted?
I'm good.
We're talking about this rain hitting the baseball field and the thunderstorms. How you feeling about that? Because we know some people that man, he
balled
up in the shell when it comes to
I heard all that. Yeah.
Ooh.
But, I mean, I just, I mean, if they play, I had no comment as far as with the baseball. I've seen football play. They played in football weather, bad weather. So, I mean,
right.
I understand as far as, like you say, lightning strikes, you know, that's true. That's a precaution, you know, so. Either way it goes. So.
Yeah, right. Let's bring Brother Tang in. What's up, Brother Tang? How you feeling today?
Much love, everybody on the corner. How y'all doing today? What's up, 50 Jeff?
What's up, baby?
Big crowd, Miss T. Hey, 50 Jeff.
What's going
on, Tang? Y'all got jokes, don't y'all? What's up, Brother Ted?
Ain't nothing to it. That's the yin yang twin.
Yeah, man. That's where they are right now. But they definitely got some.
Why y'all get to call people names? Why you get to call people names? And then when we call you a name, it's a problem. Now we the yin yang twins. Okay, I'll be yin. 57, who you? Would you yang?
Hey, well, I can't be nothing else but Hunt, sis. I'm yang.
Okay. You gonna be yang?
I like being yang, matter of fact.
Yang
got an event. I'm yang.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna be. But they go Tang the ball up in a nap, man.
Hey, Tang, you know what? I knew they were talking about you, Tang. I knew they was talking about you.
That's where I just got on the corner, to be honest with you. But let me tell you something. Ying and Yang, Ying and Yang on joke time.
That's why I gave that little definition. You know, because me and you roll together, man. They seem like they've been trying to double team on people for the last 2 weeks, and can't nobody get nothing in. So go ahead, Tang.
Yang and Yang, let me let y'all know Lightning is undefeated.
Oh, come on, Ted. What
you
say, Tang?
Come on, Tang. What you gotta say? Come on, Tang. Let Tang say what you gotta say. Come on, Tang.
Lightning is undefeated. You don't know nobody that ever seen it.
Hey, you know what, Tang? It's this guy in North Carolina, right? He was struck by lightning. He was struck by lightning twice. While he was
looking at that. Wow.
When he died, he died, lightning hit his grave, for real. So,
come on, man. And
total, this Bama got struck three times, twice while he was living and once while he was buried. So,
oh, man, he did something bad.
Numerous people have survived lightning strikes, though.
Oh, sure.
No. I ain't say that he died. I just said he was undefeated. Because when he hit you, you going down, brother.
That's fact.
Yeah.
That is fact. That is fact.
When that KO hit, I'm sorry. When that KO hit you, I mean, when the electricity hits you, you going on your butt. Ain't that right, KO?
No. No, you are not. Not all the time. You know, when you're in an ambulance and they do that clear, that's electricity that they hit you with. And they don't want the electricity to go to anyone. So every time I've been electrocuted, it helped my heart.
You ain't never been electrocuted, Kale, because you're still here.
Hey, Slim. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I got
electrified
one time. I was working on the Popeyes over on Bladesburg Road. If you're familiar with that area, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm up in the ceiling. Instead of getting down off of the ladder, I said, I'm going to just turn around because I was looking for the fault. I was looking for what was wrong. And instead of repositioning my ladder and doing what I need to do, what I was trained to do, I did exactly what I wasn't trained to do. That joker grabbed my right arm, 57, went through my body, right? Came out on the other arm. I'm hollering at the dude, the manager of the Popeyes. I'm trying to tell him, kick the ladder. But it's coming out. Kick it. That's all I can say. So dude pushed the ladder. I falls off the ladder, break the circuit.
Oh, my God.
That bama said, hey, look, man, anytime you hungry and you need this Popeyes, you come on over and get you something to eat, bro.
Oh, my God.
That electricity helped me, bro. That joker was Isaac a part of that circuit, for real.
Drink day in the morning.
Lord, Hammer.
Man. Boy. Hey, that's all a part of being an electrician. That's all a part of being an electrician.
It was funny.
It was funny after it happened. While it was going on, girl, I couldn't talk. That electricity grabbed me and for it to be going in one arm and out the other, that joker took control of my feet, my mouth, everything.
Yeah,
I couldn't talk. I'm trying to tell his bama, kick the ladder. And all that came out was
I cannot.
Yeah. Your life on the electric. that's of electric. So, hey, look, and now that y'all mention it, yeah, baseball, y'all keep on catching with his writing. Y'all got my permission now, for real. Now that I think about that Popeyes on Bladensburg Road, y'all got all my permission, for real.
Absolutely, man.
That was funny. That was funny. And you know what, y'all? That's the first time I ever really laughed at that. See? That way. Because I was mad because... Go ahead.
No, I said thank 57 for that.
I ain't thanking 57 for nothing, Obama. Obama.
Hey, man.
Hey.
That's Ying. I'm going to say Ying.
Boy, oh, Ying.
Yeah. See, I can't remember if I'm the Ying or the Yang now. Come on.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we got to take a break on that one, man.
We queens, so don't matter.
5-6-3-9-9. Do what?
I told 57, we queens, so it don't matter.
There you go, sis. We'll use that break.
We're going to break it down to thing one and thing two. Okay?
Okay.
See? You be thing one. 57, you thing two. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay.
There you go.
5-6-3-9-9-9. I can remember now.
9-9-9-3-7-8-2. We'll be right back, man. Y'all crazy.
Only on the corner.
Okay.
Always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure, pretty young thing.
PYT, you need some loving. TLC, tender loving care. Boy, I tell you, there's no tender loving care going on in LA right now. Because the Lakers have missed the playoffs and they are throwing blame everywhere. I mean, blame is spreading like wildfire in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Some people saying it's Westbrook. Some people saying it's Anthony Davis. Some are saying it's LeBron James. And no one is pointing a finger at the head coach at all. Why do you think so? First of all, tell me who is to blame. Who is to blame and why? Anybody, go for it.
I'm going to go first.
Go ahead, Tree.
The team is to blame. Let's blame LeBron for getting rid of all the young guys, bringing in all the old guys. That's his fault.
Mm-hmm.
None of the old guys lived up to their capability. None of them. Vogel, he didn't manage this team the way it needed to be managed. He was just I don't even know what to call him. He was just like a stand-in. You know those people, like an interim coach? He was like one of those interim coaches, and LeBron was really the coach.
Right.
You know, really the coach, because it's what LeBron say goes. So Frank Vogel was just the face that they put as the coach. So anybody that they had in that position that was going to be a yes man was going to be that person. He was going to be like that person, you know, like just wither away in the corner. A lot of the blame goes to Anthony Davis, who stayed hurt a lot. Carmelo, he was there, but he wasn't there. He really didn't call his name as much. Westbrook, you called his name, but for all the wrong reasons. it was just a mess from the beginning.
Right.
So
right.
It's not no one person to blame. It's all of those things formed together. Probably I'm leaving out some things, but that's what it was. That's why they
okay.
didn't make the playoffs.
That's
in my opinion.
Thank you, sir. Brother K, what's your opinion?
Well, I agree with it as far as being a multitude of people, but I'm going to say, like I said.
What you going to say?
Like I said a couple of weeks ago, it starts from the top, you know, from Jenny Buss, as far as letting her organization get ran amok. Then you go with Rob Pelinka being the general manager, and you got to deal with him, and then you go with the Ransby, the him and his wife, Kurt Ransby and his wife, you know, they had some also say so. Then you would go with the coach as far as how he, you know, he's running his lineup or what have you, and running his players or letting his players run him. Then you go with LeBron. I would go with LeBron for, you know, bring it to them of who he wants and what have you, and this and that, and bringing in them old players and getting rid of them young players. So I blame LeBron on that. As far as, you know, blaming Westbrook, blaming Anthony Davis on their injuries, blaming Carmelo because he can't really get in the rhythm. You know, you can't blame players if they kind of play bad. You know, they just play bad. And then also, a lot of them, I mean, they wasn't healthy to get no cohesiveness. You don't know who's in the lineup. You don't know who's going to start. So, you know, that's my take on that.
Okay.
Okay. Good point.
I don't blame. The reason, this is the reason why I don't blame Vogel is because, like Parcells used to say, if you want me to cook the food, let me go buy the groceries also. That team, but he didn't pick any of those players or anything. And, you know, and they went out, like I said, they got all-stars. But those guys, they long in the tooth now. They can't bring it every night. And in that league, in that division they're in, you got to bring it every night because every other team is coming with it. They got young players. They're coming with it. So he never had a say-so in who was in the front office, who came to the team. Kurt Ramblers and his wife was a joke, you know, so that's the only reason why I don't blame him. Now, Wes, eventually you knew somebody was going to start pointing fingers, so I'm not surprised at all, you know, that, you know, they doing that, you know, so that doesn't surprise me. So, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to go. A lot of teams don't realize when it's time to rebuild. When it's time to rebuild, they keep going out getting these old players trying to win a title, but sometimes it's just time to rebuild.
Right.
Yeah, but 57 on what you just said. 57, it's time to rebuild, but they had – look who they gave y'all the whole rebuilding team.
You're right.
The whole rebuilding team. They gave that away. It's like they wanted to rebuild and go back to something. I don't even know what to call it.
They thought the big three was going to take them to the title. They thought they were set with Carmelo, LeBron, and Westbrook in the saddle and bringing Howard back.
Well,
they
that
thought
LeBron's
that really was going to work.
That was LeBron bringing them in.
That's why I don't blame Vogel.
But he ain't.
Well,
the only thing you can do is coach who they bring in. You can only coach who they give.
As your head coach, it is your responsibility to connect with your lineup and put that lineup on the court. Now, if Vogel didn't have the actual say-so that he needed, why in the hell did you stay there as a coach? Because this is going to go on your resume. This is going to be said as a part of your coaching career. So if your hands are tied and you have to play who everybody else wants you to play, why would you even take that job? Why?
Yeah. Well, let me say your question. You asked, you know, why he's not getting the blame? He's not getting finger pointed at him, but he's gonna get the finger because he's gonna get axed. He's the one that's gonna get the most blame as far as getting it, because he's gonna he's not gonna be the coach next year.
I think he want to go because I don't think he likes – he's not comfortable in the situation that he's in. Like, he didn't know it was going to be that bad. Like, I think when he got there, he thought that he could, like, you know, smooth it over with a couple of people, and he had probably had some say-so in certain areas and stuff like that. But it never worked out that way. So I don't think I think he wants to be fired. Like, please, get me out of my misery. Let me go, please.
Can you blame him? Can you blame him? Can you blame him? He is a authority. He is a no authority. You know what I mean? I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be in there either. Take me out of that. You know?
Right.
I'm the head coach, and everybody knows what the responsibility and the job is of a head coach. But I'm the only one not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to do it. I guarantee you, if we had a bar having a drink and we were able to talk to Frank Vogel, I guarantee you he was against maybe not every one of those moves with those young players, but I guarantee you some of those moves, he was like, what are we doing?
Right.
What is going on? How can you just drop these players like this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure of that. So when you look at that standpoint, he probably happy to be gone. Like you said, he wants out.
Yeah.
I can't think of a coach that would put up with that type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. And then now at the end of it all, look at how people are throwing the blame around. You know,
right.
To the point where his name is mentioned. I mean, come on, man. You know, the man was in a buck kicking contest with his leg tied behind his back. Seriously. And
what did y'all got to remember here? Vogel never been in this position before. When he was brought to the Lakers, they had a good team. All he had to do was roll the balls out on the court, and they went to the championship.
Yeah.
Now when he had to coach, he's not familiar with this. He came straight out of college to the Lakers. Now they trying to, you know, at that time, they knew Vogel wasn't a great coach, but the Lakers had a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't have a good team. And they need somebody that can really coach them. And Vogel is not the man. LeBron coaching that team from the sideline, and he's not doing a good job of it.
No, he's not.
Right. Let's go to the phone, y'all. 007, what it do?
What it do, 007?
What it do, y'all?
Hey.
Man, this franchise is a debacle. They're embarrassing. I'm ashamed of the Lakers right now. Well, the thing was, I rooted for the Lakers when I was, you know, small and stuff like that. But it was just,
okay.
I won. No, on some real stuff. Like, I decided to stay home with the Wizards. I'd just rather root for the Wizards.
Okay.
But nonetheless, this franchise is a debacle. They're embarrassing. I mean, this is trifling for San Antonio, who I thought that would not get the 10th seed. It's the one that getting the 10th seed. I mean, how trifling, how more trifling can you get? I mean,
let me say this. If all of the reports are accurate going into this season and why LeBron chose the Lakers to be the team that he goes to, if all those reports are accurate, he's getting exactly what he deserves.
Yeah,
because
of course.
He has been saying on numerous occasions that he was going to L.A. to get them to forget Kobe. Dude, you playing for the wrong reasons right there. Those people will never forget Kobe Bryant. Are you crazy? You must have bumped your damn head, man. Nobody's going to forget Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he sure ain't putting a band-aid on anything, and you know what I'm saying, especially if they ain't winning. How could you possibly gonna take Kobe place where you have the Lakers, the story franchise that's not in the playoffs? Help us understand.
And y'all know bad, like really bad. Record was bad.
Yeah, terrible. We could say terrible.
Yeah, what Charles Barkley say? Terrible.
Terrible.
It's
shameful.
If you look out through history, what has always separated the greatest athletes from good athletes has always been their mental capacity, their will to want to go out there and just destroy you and win, no matter what. LeBron got that winning attitude, but it ain't like that. It ain't there. It ain't like that. I ain't taking that from him, but it ain't like that.
Right.
LeBron doesn't have one thing that Mike, Kobe, Dr. J, all of these greats have, that determination and that desire to dominate, okay? I was watching Mike and back when the Dream Team first started. I was watching a clip of them today, and Magic was talking about how the practice, we're talking about practice, was like a real NBA game. When Magic and Bird were still somewhat the men in the NBA, and Mike was coming in telling them, this is mine now. This is mine. And they ran that. Listen, the coach had to say nothing to nobody. The coach was like, they were playing so determined, everybody went Rutgers Park or during the practice. And he was like, as long as nobody got hurt, I let it be. And I look at that and I don't see that determination to dominate in LeBron. I don't see it. And this team he put together, really, think about it. The only person that we even saw that type of determination from was Westbrook. Westbrook needs the ball as much as LeBron. So that's a bad mix. That's a bad mix. I'm just saying, huh? You have to Kobe up in the gym 4:30, 5 in the morning after partying with the fellas the night before. You know why? Because he had a determination to dominate. Dominate. Not just win.
But if that's true,
he want all reports to be Kobe killed them. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, if that's true, and those reports come back, like you said, to be true, I don't know how I'm going to be able to respect him.
He need to go back to Cleveland. That's what he need to do. Go back to Cleveland where it all started when he was James in the game. You're gonna come to Hollywood with that bull sugar. You need to go to Cleveland with that.
Work that word out. Yes.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. What team did LeBron James take to the championship where he was the man and he carried them and they won? He's never done that. He's never been a Michael Jordan. He's never been a Dr. J.
He
went to the championship and he gave up. He gave up. He started complaining about his elbow and that he was hurting and everything because they were being dominated and they were making LeBron look like a fool. I remember that game like it was yesterday. He gave up on Cleveland then, and then he left and went to Miami where he could form his own team and win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but he only won, what, 2? Down there?
He came back to Cleveland one, too.
Kyrie was a beast. Kyrie was a beast with that team. Don't give that all to LeBron.
Kyrie did have a big part in that. And I would be remiss not to mention Kyrie Irving because he played a hell of a part. I mean, the last shot part in that championship. Kyrie was for real the MVP of that championship.
Yeah.
But LeBron, I will say, everywhere he's been, that year, that series was the only time he truly was a leader. He truly was a leader. He led those guys. He led those guys that year.
He did. He did during the season.
He wasn't
the
MVP.
You're right. He did during the
MVP
season.
Of that.
Okay. I'll go with that.
I mean, you know, he made some key clutch baskets too, you know what I mean, during that series. But the MVP to me in my book was Kyrie Irving. There's no way around that. Kyrie. And that's why Kyrie had to roll out, because Kyrie felt underappreciated. He felt like everybody wanted to scream LeBron, 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 but he the one that's really carrying the load. So, I can understand that. I can understand
that. And LeBron
that.
Ain't gave him no crew cup. LeBron ain't give him no fruit cup.
We want to take another quick one, man. 563-999-3782. DMV Calgary, go get his fruit cup.
To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. Stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those. We wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19.
I'll make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my heart speaks maturity, boy. Shook. Speaking of shook right now, as a Washington football fan, y'all, I must admit, I'm shook, man. I'm shook. I don't know where my team is right now. We can say confused. One might say confused, but I think it's a little more than just confused. I said it earlier. There are new accusations coming out from non-white employees and women executives claiming mistreatment and non-professional work environment.
Mm.
Dan Snyder is not an everyday hands-on owner. He's not. He's not. So with that being said, we have to realize Dan did not know a lot of this stuff that was going on. But you're the lead. You're the head. It's yours that gets chopped. It's yours that's must roll when things aren't correct. Because as a leader, you should know what's going on within your organization.
I'm going to say something, Kale, before you go on.
Go ahead.
I just hate when people say you should know what's going on in your organization, like you're the owner. Like, you, how? Sometimes I don't even know what's going on in my own damn house. And I'm right in here.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I believe Trees go in the refrigerator and see the eggs are getting low and say, boom, we need to get some more eggs.
How much you want better, though?
No, sir.
Hey, Kale,
hey,
better, Kale, because I want to bet you, too.
I don't do that.
No, sir.
Nope.
But check it out.
Oh,
it's impossible It's impossible for this man, and I'm not even no Washington fan, but it's impossible for this man to know listen to the word, y'all, everything that goes on in a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah, and with that, Lady T, I agree with you on that tip with a billion-dollar business. He hires people that he's supposed to trust, that he's supposed to depend on, that handles the business that he should trust around him. You know, and when they fail, you know, they fell in the organization. So he does need to be, I guess somehow, when the ship is going down, the captain is the one that gets the blame. The captain has to come save it. So that's his ship, that's his empire. So he has to get a grip.
It's his ship. Yeah, He has to get a grip of his ship now that it's come to his attention.
He has to get a grip of his ship and right that wrong, just like Jenny Buss. She has to get a grip of her ship and right that wrong now, because when it all said and done, it falls on that head of that household, you know, and what have you. So I agree with you on that. He just really, with $1 billion business, he got people that he's supposed to trust, you know. So
and with that egg situation,
me and my wife, we tag team each other. I'm like, honey, ain't no eggs up in here. You need to buy a couple of cartons, you know, or what have you. So it's a give and take. So,
he's saying that because, you know, I'm not going in the kitchen, period. If anything needs to be done in the kitchen, that's not my issue. Man, if you need something fixed around the house, then call my name. Then I'm on it. Expect the gadget. I'm on it. See, our roles, that's what worked for us in our house. My husband is a great cook, and I'm not taking nothing from him. So, yeah, go ahead and cook that. No, we're not switching off. I'm not never cooking. See, that's different. Never.
You got two dishes, Mama.
But in all honesty, it's more families that are like that now, because I'll say, Reese, could you do such, and then she'll go in there and she's doing it her way and not my way or my mama way. I'll just end up coming in there and saying, man, look, I got it. Don't worry about it.
That's why I don't go in there, Kev. That's why. That's a prime example why I don't. Let me tell you. I would go in the kitchen. Yeah. See, he ain't admitting it. I would go in the kitchen and I would try to cook something for him. But as soon as I get in there, I mean, I'm not even not even started. As soon as I get in the kitchen, he like, "Bae, this is what you do." Da 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 da. Da. I'm like, "You ain't even changed. I ain't even put nothing in front of you yet." That's who he is. Like he want to be in control. If it's the kitchen, he want to be in control, and I let him have that. I'm not gonna fight you on that. You can have that. I'm not that good anyway. I got two dishes. That's it.
I ain't never ate nothing she cooked.
I heard you fish good on spaghetti from Miss Lady T. I heard you fish some bomb spaghetti.
Hey, how you know? That's what she do, the baked spaghetti. You on point. You must know something.
For real?
Yes, sir. You hit it on the nose.
She don't like it. She don't
like
it.
Like, hey, 007, I ain't lying. I give it a turkey. Now, she got a mean main dish for Thanksgiving. She got the turkey. Because she'd knock that out of the box.
Bam.
Shoot.
Bam.
He said bam. I can't stand you, Bama. I cannot stand her. He said bam. You're a Bama, too.
So I'm good over here.
Hey, look,
but I'm gonna say this to get back on subject. I can understand what you're saying. It's $1 million industry business, and it takes a lot of heads to make that thing work, to make it go.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, you may not be there every day. But the days that you are, you couldn't feel or see for yourself that these people were unhappy, that it was something going on that just was not right.
Okay,
hey,
Let me tell you something real fast. Go ahead, Tan. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I feel what Ms. T saying, bro, and I feel what you saying, but it was so much going on, and then the last few years, so much been going on in that man's head. He haven't even probably been up there in the park to be hands-on with a lot of people, man. You know, it's a lot on him right now. Like, he might crumble like Will did. He just not on no live TV. We're not going to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just a lot on his plate right now. And like she was saying that, you supposed to have them people, and Ted, you supposed to have them people in there that you can trust. Once they started messing with his ticket sales, and like he said, he didn't know nothing about that, that mean them people them people was already dogging them. So everything was just going to go down from right there. Right there. Everything was just going to be terrible, man.
But, Kim,
you
got to
get rid of the whole thing. You got to get rid of all of them for real.
Right. Exactly. Just imagine,
if not.
The big boss,
if not,
just imagine your big boss coming to your job, right? The biggest boss, right? The one who own it.
Right.
He coming to your job. What you doing? You standing at attention, right? Thinking about what happened and how something made you feel yesterday and how that man made you feel 2 minutes ago. You trying to make sure you doing your job at that particular moment. You making sure you looking busy. So he can't, you know what I'm saying, be like, what's she doing over there? You know what I'm saying? She ain't doing nothing. Yeah, I might as well send her home. That's on your mind right
there. Yeah,
you ain't been here the whole time. And then once we do see you, it's like, oh, let me walk straight.
But you know why that's
real.
Yeah, but you gotta.
That's why they made that TV show. That's why they made that TV show undercover
somewhere.
Hold on, wait a minute, I can't hear you.
I said you gotta have some employee complaint form somewhere. What is your human resources office doing? You know?
Absolutely.
That's who I'm going after. You're my human resource officer.
Right.
Why weren't you on top of this? Why weren't I made privy to this information?
Because everybody's
now I'm in a situation where I may be forced to sell my team, you know, And yes, I'll gain on the selling of the team because of the team value. But the team value has everything to do with what I put into it. And I don't want to sell my team.
Right.
But I'm going to be forced to sell them now. I won't have a choice in anything.
I mean, if you want to take a big cloud over the head, he ain't going to have no choice. I mean, like, we have all this talent that be on the team, and, you know, we be having optimistic of us going to playoffs or going to the promised land, if you know what I mean. But because of what's going on in the, you know, in the front office and everything, it trickles down to the field. It's like 90% mental, 10% physical.
I don't know any NFL fan that doesn't look at his team and is optimistic at the beginning of the season. Everybody feels that. That's not excluded to Washington. Everyone feels that. I guarantee you, we know Chiefs in San Francisco. We know Tang is Dallas. Ted, Chicago, 57, Pittsburgh, you and I, Washington. I guarantee you at the beginning of the season, all of us are optimistic about our team. Even with the
Can you make
the
Pittsburgh first
from
now on? Make us almost laugh.
But,
like this.
But
oh, okay.
Kid,
is that
going to
keep
let
you
let
woke?
Say this. So, y'all already came out with the lawsuit. With the first lawsuit with the women, right? They came out with
that. Right.
They would be. I'm just gonna say stupid if any of this is true. They have to be just plain old dumb or stupid for this to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I think somebody is. This is just my thought. These are my thoughts only. This do not represent Kale or Kale's Corner. Okay, you guys. This is my thoughts. Think that Dan Snyder is being sabotaged by the people that work for him. Like, I think they want him out because they want what they want, and what he wants don't coincide with what they want. So I think they just trying to do and say anything that's going to get this man out from, you know, having a team. That's just my personal thought, because it don't make sense for them to have to come double back. Now we doubling back. Ticket sales that we didn't give to the other NFL players. It don't make sense, y'all. It don't make sense.
Allegations after allegations. Like,
exactly. It's like they're trying to do so much to make him look guilty, that you're doing too much to make him look guilty. You know what I mean? Like, this man ain't doing all that. Come on now. Because y'all would have been had him about
it. But we all know.
He's doing all that.
We all know that they're trying to force his hand to make him feel. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. But it's like you said, Therese, how, as 007 just said, one allegation after another. Now you got more women and non-white employees and executives that are saying, it is a non-professional work environment. A non-professional work environment. And because I'm on the outside looking in, all I have to say is, you know, I hate that this nonsense surrounds my team. I hate that we have to go through this, you know, but you'd be hard pressed to look throughout this league, every organization, and not find the same thing that's going on in Washington everywhere else. I mean, come on. Dallas had the same accusation, women and non-white employees. That thing was paid off and swept under the rug, and we heard nothing about it. Jeff Bezos.
Oh, don't forget about Jerry Jones having a secret child.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I don't care about that. I don't care about that at all. You know, he got with a woman. He made a baby. Okay. He's financially capable of handling that situation. I don't care about
true,
that.
True.
My concern is what's going on with the organization. That's what I'm concerned with. You know, we as people get so caught up in what's not the story that we miss the point of the story. And we're not going to do that with this. We're not going to do that with this. The story,
Can I? Well, you know, just like I was talking about Montrez, how you know how he ingratiated himself with the city. Dan Snyder hasn't done that. Like you say, he took the team from the city, which is was the heart. You know, the being
that's
in the
not
city.
On Dan Snyder did.
Huh?
Yeah,
that wasn't on
he didn't
Dan
do that.
That wasn't on Dan Snyder. That was D.C. government.
That was D.C. government.
The same government that's telling him to bring the team back to the city. Not only do you have to put up all your money to build this stadium, this you're going to have to pay us for the land and you're going to have to pay us every time you have an event at that stadium that you spent your money for. We want a part of it. So I don't blame Dan for that. I don't blame him for that.
But that was circumstances
out of his control. Go ahead, Dan.
I understand totally, you know, as far as the scheme of business, you know, when it hits down, it's about the money. But also, if he's a billionaire, you see how the city is around that area. You know, I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, you don't think they could have worked that out, some type of negotiation, some type of this, some type of tax this or that, to keep it in that city. You know, I'm just saying to keep it in your city and then to beautify the area around that area, you know, to help the black people around that area, because you know what's around that area, what's around there. So
one thing you got to remember, before being an owner, Dan Snyder was a diehard fan. So anything that would have enlightened or picked up the stadium, the team, and that Dan was willing to do. It was D.C. government that were being so difficult. It was D.C. government that was telling him, okay, you can build on land that he already owned. That land, the RFK, he already owned that. That came with the purchase of the team. But they're telling
that land
him,
is owned by the D.C. government.
Right,
it's
exactly.
always been owned by D.C. government.
The building. He should have said the building.
Yeah.
The building itself.
Well, he
owns the building,
okay.
But not the land.
Right.
Correct.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thanks for correcting me. But they wanted to charge him to rebuild, and they wanted to charge him for building on that land. I already have a stadium there. Already have it there. I mean, you're going to charge me to tear this old one down and rebuild it. Not to mention the cost that it's going to take and for me to actually demo it and then rebuild it. It's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And you all are not trying to come in with me at all, but you want money on the back end?
Right.
Come on, man. Nobody's going to go for that. Nobody's going to go. And yes, he is a billionaire. But because you're a billionaire, that means you got to spend only all of your money?
Right.
That ain't right.
Right.
And everybody
is
benefiting.
I'm a thousandaire, and I use my credit cards all the time. Swipe right.
I'm a dollar mayor.
I know that's right, bro.
And I was beaten on the Metro machine the other day because that don't took my 20. I want my money back.
Okay, I'm going to get somebody. You ain't keeping my
tool. Well,
I'm on EBC status.
You on EBC status?
That's right, shoot. Ribs and steak.
we can't blame, while we can't blame Dan for everything, I'm sorry, y'all, and I hear what you guys are saying. Knowing what's going on in the environment that is yours, that's Dan's responsibility. Maybe Dan spent too much time on that billion-dollar yacht. Maybe he spent too much time in other investments. Instead
That's
of checking and seeing what exactly is going on. So that makes it his fault. That makes it his fault to me. You know, if I got two dogs, right? If I don't feed them, take care of them, make sure that they have clean sleeping areas and all this and that and the other, I can't blame nobody else.
Right.
I can't blame Reese. I can't blame my man. Those are my dogs. They listen to Reese more than they do to me, but they still my dogs. You know? So, again.
So, basically what you're saying, as the owner, you have to make sure.
Hold on.
My bad.
I'm sorry for that, y'all. We might say the man is a creep.
That's the only guy making the shit straighten up.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, you know, I don't like the way this man is being betrayed and bullied and forced. When, like I said, you got the same thing going on league-wide. You got the same thing
going
on league-wide.
It ain't going on in Pittsburgh.
It ain't going on in San Fran.
Yeah,
well,
so I don't know what you're talking about league-wide.
I'm
don't throw
say
all of us in that bucket.
Again,
it's all of us
again,
in that bucket.
When you know what, it wasn't going on in Washington until the magnifying glass hit us. It wasn't going on in Washington until Jeff Bezos turned that spotlight up. So you can say what you want. You can say how you feel. Okay, San Francisco. Okay, Pittsburgh. But all I'm saying, you'll be surprised what dirt is uncovered once searched out. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. That's for anybody, though.
Exactly.
Hello?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's for anybody. You put a magnified glass on anybody, you'll look crazy.
Yeah,
so
you'll find something.
Anything loud will pop out.
Right. You know?
Put that spotlight on us.
Well, the thing about it, nobody was trying to buy San Francisco. You know what I mean? The ownership and y'all, everything is in place. Pittsburgh, everything is already in place. Washington is a team that was trying to be purchased. Jeff Bezos wanted to come in. First, he came with the situations that made all of our investors back out. Because Dan Snyder told him from the beginning, no, you can't be an investor. I'll never take money from you. You know?
Right.
I don't want anything to do with you. So what does Jeff Bezos do? Well, you know what? I'm in the media world. Washington Post is considered the media world. Let me investigate. Let me put a few things out there and see how they stick. And unfortunately, it all has stuck to the team. And now it's starting to stick on Dan Snyder. And All I'm going to say is be careful what the hell you ask for. I tell people this all day social media. On social media, I tell this to people all day. You keep screaming, oh, we need a new owner. I want a new owner. Well, what if that new owner comes in and wants to move the team?
Yeah.
There's plenty of markets, that this team can be put in that they won't go through this media scrutiny. They won't have to deal with the back and forth. You know?
But
so
the thing,
be careful
the
what
thing
you
is,
ask for.
Yeah, it got so out of hand. Whereas though there's people around now like, look, I had enough. But they don't even care if the team move or not. Give us our own expansion team in Washington, D.C. You took away the Redskins name. You took everything away. The owner, like you said, the owner got so much scrutiny that is going on and driving the fans crazy and driving the players from college. There's players from college praying they don't come here. So when they get drafted here, they're like, oh, well, I have no choice. You don't want no player to be like, well, I had no choice. I'm going to get the money.
Right.
You don't want them thinking like that. You want them thinking like, we're going to this team. We're about to get a championship or something. You go to the team, they're like, oh, well, I'm going here to get paid. Bring my lunch pail.
What's going on. You just explained that about what happened to Dan when he first came to D.C. and all that and how they was asking him to do this and pay the money. When he was going to put his spot there, they still wanted piece of it. They already started off on the wrong foot. They've been putting people in place to get him up out of here for years, man. And they sent that man at him, that whoever that man is you talking about, they sent them at him, man. They've been trying to get rid of Dan from day one, man, because he ain't get along with him from day one. From day one,
man,
it wasn't a good
throw time. These dudes no lifeline, bro.
As you get older, and the whole time, I've been thinking about it since Dan Snyder been there. I'm talking about all the way to Clinton Portis and all the way back then. Yeah, they might have been winning and having a good time, but they still didn't like D.C. I mean, not D.C., but like them big wigs that he needs some backup from them to help him out too. Like Bruh said, it shouldn't be all his money. They supposed to help him out too. They wasn't trying to help him, man.
Right.
That's why, like he said, I guarantee you, if he go to another city, watch how much help he will get, or whoever would take the team. Which
right.
I hope that don't never happen, because that'd be a sad day for me, man. I'm telling you, they've been having it out for that man from day one, man. I'm telling you,
day one.
Mm-hmm.
He's been public enemy number one since start.
Since day one.
You know what I mean?
Yes, he has.
Can I say this too? Not to change the subject. When I heard 007, he was like, yeah, it made them change the name and everything. But, okay, so the Cleveland Indians, talking about baseball, they changed their name, y'all. Is they not the Cleveland Indians no more? They're called the Cleveland Guardians.
They did that last year. Right after the season started. Yeah, they did
no,
it right after the season ended last year.
Yeah, they did it. They did it before we did.
No, they
yeah,
no.
They
listen,
did.
Y'all, they said they were
yes, they
do
did,
it.
Sir.
They said they were going to do it right after the season ended last year.
They showed the uniforms and everything.
You ain't gonna never know what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
All the works out. I'm saying they changed it, like he said, but now they have like on the roster the new uniforms and everything. Everything has been changed. Guardians, like you don't see no Indians nowhere in sight. It's just a big G. That's their logo now. It's just a big G.
They did that last year, though, sis. That's all I'm saying. They had already done all of that.
I got you, bro. I got you. I heard you. I was just saying I didn't know. I got you. Thank you.
Yang and Yang.
I got you 14 times
now. Amen.
Yin and Yang.
Hey, I'm balanced right now.
Thanks, Sting, too. Appreciate it.
Hey, the difference is we can still love each other afterwards, you know?
I know you.
You need to, because I got some information for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a Washington fan, I'm just in a place that I've never been with my team. I've never felt this way, and it's hard for me as a fan because I do believe women should be respected in a workplace. I do believe minorities should be respected in a workplace, but I love my team. I have loved my team before I treated in a workplace. I love my team before any Dan Snyder owning it or any of this nonsense. So it's just hard to say, you know, and I encounter this statement every day on social media. I'm done. You know what? You wasn't really a fan to me. You wasn't really a fan. Seriously.
Yeah.
My football stuff goes up at the beginning of the season, and it doesn't come down until our last game. That's every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's every year. So how can someone with a commitment like that say, I'm leaving, I'm done? Go ahead, Ted. I believe it was you that said, can you say something?
No, that was me, 57.
That was 57.
No, that was not me. Y'all get my voice wrong. It was not me again.
Okay, that was 57.
I don't know how they did that. Let me say this, Kale, if you don't mind. You know, and I'm not, this is nothing derogatory about your team. I understand how you feel about your team and everything, and I respect that. I respect that. What I want to say is that Dan Snyder is not as, the way y'all making him out to be, like he was a victim. He's not a victim. He's a ruthless guy. He's a ruthless guy, and he's got caught up in what he's been doing. Don't, just because he come off with that little baby boy face or whatever, don't paint this guy. This guy has been, you know, even though I'm not over there anymore, this guy ran roughshod over that area when he took over. You know, even though the mall was already done and gone, he still ran roughshod over that area. So don't come to me and tell me he's a victim or try to pretend that he's a victim, because he's not. He's not. I believe what these women are saying, and I believe he's in the middle of all this stuff. Irregardless of your team. This is about Dan Snyder.
Tell me a billionaire. Name one billionaire that can't be said about.
Everybody say?
That you can't
say
that
about.
See,
we're not talking about every billionaire. We're talking about Dan Snyder right now. If you want to talk about every billionaire, then we need to go to another subject. We're talking about Dan Snyder. That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about the day-to-day practices of men with money.
Of Dan Snyder. That's what y'all been talking about, the Washington football team, for the last 20 minutes. Y'all didn't mention any other millionaire. Y'all talked about the Washington football team. So I was just bringing up Dan Snyder.
Jeff Bezos.
Like I did.
That's all I did. That's all I did.
I guarantee you, if the light is shined on any other billionaire like it's been shined on Dan Snyder, there are people that will say, I don't like that. He did this.
Maybe so.
That was wrong. This was wrong. I guarantee you.
Maybe you're right.
So,
I'm not disagreeing.
No, it's not a maybe to it. There's no way you can be a billionaire and make everybody happy. There's no way.
One thing I know for certain, is not everybody, nobody's always right and nobody's always wrong. I know that.
Look at how divided we are over the Will Smith-Chris Rock incident. You got half the people saying, oh, Will was protecting his wife. Honor. He was protecting his wife. And you got the other half saying that was ignorant up on Will Smith's part. So
and then
nobody
you got
is going
coming
to...
out saying he was stupid. You got Jada coming out saying Jada said he should not have smacked him.
Ooh, that's the real pimp.
And he's the one who's defending her. She ain't even try to defend that man
she
back.
Said she didn't need it. She said she didn't need no defending. Thank you very much.
She sure
if I
did.
Need some defend, I can defend myself. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. That was she said out her mouth. Okay?
Yep, she sure did.
You know what?
Hey, look, everybody's on the down the river, and Jada gave him the receipt.
I'm going to say this. That heifer been the prime example of a terrible mate, okay? She has been number one. You look up terrible mate, terrible wife, you see a picture of Jada Pinkett smiling. With that bald ass head, okay? She has done. She listen. Alopecia. Nobody has died from that.
No, they haven't.
No one has. And if it bothers you that much, put a damn wig on.
Well, hey, Kale. Let me say this real quick before we gotta go. Let me tell you something. Your karma is something. Will pursued Jada while he was still married. If he pursued her while he was still married, in love with her, sending her love letters, all of that, he pursued her. He ended his marriage, and he married Jada. Now you got the comeuppance, bruh. Now the karma is coming back around to you. It doesn't. So just live with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
And
well,
she ain't never loved
him
anyway. She was always in love with Tupac. And she always keep comparing
exactly.
him to Tupac. So she ain't going to never live up to that anyway. And let me just say this. The Miss Online, Betty Anderson, she said he should have slapped him, though. He shouldn't have slapped him, though. I read that Chris hired a team of lawyers. Yep, Chris Rock hired a team of lawyers. So I don't know what's going to come out of this.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, sound like somebody big thing.
The best way to hurt a man is in his pocket. Hit him in his pocket.
Not like money.
I say hit him in the pocket too. Yeah. I say go for $200 million. You at least get
That ain't enough.
Maybe Chris Rock will own the Commanders.
That smack has been viewed more than 200 million times. So that ain't enough. I need more than 200 million.
His kids
will say
anything.
I don't know how many times.
I'm going to be Tony Rock. If somebody hit my brother, I'm going to do the Tony Rock.
Tony Rock is back.
What did he say? He's going to park all year.
He said, you can come up and you want to, or you're going to get in these hands.
He said it. Hey, Mo, he said it's 10 of them, man.
Is it really 10 of them?
Yeah. Oh, great. They mom.
Yeah, it's 10.
And all I'm coming out speaking now. All I'm coming out talking.
I ain't got nothing to lose. So come up on stage with me.
Yeah.
Because we going to park all year. We going to park all year.
That's what he said.
Oh, that's right. He did say that, Ron. And we going to be on park all year.
We going to park all year.
Yeah.
You gonna get mad? You gonna smack my brother because Joe gave my brother the side eye?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. My twin, if it was my twin, I wouldn't have to say a word because that Bama, they would have fought right then and there. If it was my twin brother, I wouldn't have to say anything because he'd have handled that. Believe that. He will handle that crap right then and there in the present, you know?
Maybe that's why
he ain't on the Oscars. You know what I mean? But, hey.
I swear I do. I hate to cut this short. But it is time. It is that time. And
oh no!
Please, give me one minute.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to wait until the end of the show. I need you guys, your prayer warriors. My mother was rushed to the hospital today. And she's in ICU now down in North Carolina. I just want the prayer warriors, man. Call her name for me, Carolyn McClain. I didn't want to bring it out early in the show because Carolyn McClain.
Okay.
I didn't want to put that type because it seems like we've been dealing with these type of issues lately, and I wanted us to have a show and get through the show, and I thank you in advance, and I just ask you guys to send a prayer for Carolyn McClain.
I will.
For your boy.
Okay, I was going to do this at the end, and for 57, his wife was rushed to the hospital yesterday. And
oh, man.
57, go ahead, 57.
My baby got breast cancer, y'all. You know, so just pray for me, please.
I got you. Her name is Hermina, you guys. So we need all the prayer warriors, you guys. We need the prayer warriors for Miss Hermina, and we need the prayer warriors for Miss Carolyn McClain, you guys. Put it in your heart. Put it in your prayers for them two ladies. We love them. We're going to send up all the prayer warriors for our family members, you guys.
Damn, bro.
Okay.
My heart, bro.
Wait.
My
so
heart and my prayers go. And 57, anytime you need, you need 57, you can call me, man. You can call me anytime you need to just talk, bro. Take your mind off
right
things.
Right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to for us to say a prayer to bow our heads, if y'all don't mind, real quick, brothers. Dear Father, we come before you humbling ourselves, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up, Lord. Thank you for the mothers and the wives that you have given us, Lord. Lord, we ask that you just put your arms around them, Lord. Send your prayer warriors, Lord. Send your angels to encamp around their bedside, Lord, to protect them. Let no harm or hurt or danger, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father.
Amen.
Lord, whatever they need, Lord. Let the hospital know that there are special women that they are in care of, Lord, that they need to get them home. They need to do everything they need to do within their powers, Lord, that you will see that they will be
Amen.
Home to their husbands, be back home to their children, Father. We ask that you just let them ladies get the rest that they need, Father, that cancer is defeated, Lord, because we know that you can defeat any enemy, Father.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. Get this claiming and believing, Lord. We're just going to have positive vibes, Lord. Nothing but positive. We send that positive to you. We're thanking you now. We're claiming this victory, Father. And if it shall not be, Lord, we're still going to thank you for the time that we have, Father, because we must prepare for those things. But, Lord, we know we got that victory. We know we got the
Amen.
Victory.
Amen, guys.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank
all
you.
These things is may God's will be done in Jesus' name. We ask all these things. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. That was beautiful.
Thank you, bro.
So we're not going to do what we normally do. We're just going to say follow us every Tuesday and Thursday, you guys. 563-999-3782. Send all the prayers up that you can send up. And we'll see you guys right back here on Friday. My mind tore up. I'll see you guys right back here on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Bless somebody.
Mm.
Make sure everybody know that you guys love them. Give them the flowers now. And just love somebody. Kale.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Love
you.
Amen.
Thank you. And 57, this is dedicated to your wife and my mom.
Okay, so.
go to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be, don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah. Even when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that.